Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in the U.S. Senate.
The yeas are 53, the nays are 47. The nomination is confirmed.
And Russell Vogt is President Trump's White House budget director, putting the Project 2025 architect at the helm of a powerful office that he oversaw during Trump's first term. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer warns,
of all of the extremists that Donald Trump elevated, of all the hard right ideologues who have come before the Senate, none of them hold a candle to Russell Vogt. He is far and away the one most dangerous to the American people.
House Democrats are taking on the White House task force known as DOGE. They've introduced the Taxpayer Data Protection Act as a way to counteract the activities of Elon Musk's DOGE team. And CBS's Ed O'Keefe with more on action Democratic attorneys general in over a dozen states say they'll take.
They're suing, arguing that in the last week, the U.S. Department of Treasury has given Elon Musk access to Americans' personal private information, state bank account data, and other information that is some of our country's most sensitive data. As the richest man in the world, Elon Musk is not used to being told no, but in our country, they argue, no one is above the law.
The NCAA updates its policies for transgender student athletes following a Trump administration's executive order.
The NCAA will now limit competition in women's sports to student athletes assigned female at birth only. The NCAA says the president's order provides a clear national standard.
That's CBS's Stacey Lynn. Antonio Gates, Jared Allen, Eric Allen, and Sterling Sharp have been voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's the smallest induction class in 20 years. Ipe Mizuhara, the former interpreter for L.A. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani, is sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison for stealing nearly $17 million from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts. Acting U.S. Attorney Joseph McNally.
Mr. Mizuhara took advantage of Mr. Ohtani's vulnerability as a non-speaking English person trying to navigate the celebrity baseball world in the United States.
The president of Colombia wants the world to legalize cocaine.
President Gustavo Petro says the cocaine industry could easily be dismantled if the drug were legalized globally. He claims scientists have found cocaine is no worse than whiskey, but he says it's illegal because it's made in Latin America. Petro says legalized cocaine would be sold like wine. Colombia is the world's biggest cocaine producer and exporter. That production rose to a record high 2,600 tons of cocaine in 2023. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
U.S. lawmakers push a bill to ban Chinese artificial intelligence program DeepSeek from being used on government devices, citing a threat to U.S. national security. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjon Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brooke Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, I've known Chris for a long time now. You know, I've got to know him personally. So I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it's an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. For your superhero fans and animation lovers, Invincible Season 3 has come out on Prime Video. It follows Mark Grayson, Stephen Yang, as an average teenager who discovers he's a son of the all-powerful Omni-Man. Soon after, he learns that he has powers too, when he finds out his father was actually sent to enslave the Earth and not protect it. He's forced to choose between humanity and family. The show has debuted with a 100% fresh critic score. Get y'all of Season 3 on Prime Video. The first trailer for Marvel's Fantastic Four, First Steps, has dropped, seeing Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and the Bears' Ebon Moss Bachrach becoming Ben Grimm, a.k.a. The Thing. It's a fast trailer that shows what you can expect from CGI to the cast as the characters. Check out the trailer on YouTube. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight. A decreasing breeze as lows drop to between 0 and 5 above. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Friday with highs in the upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Winter storm watch goes into effect Friday night. Right now, it's 10.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 2.5 weeks into the Trump administration, we're going to talk to Randy Manner, retired Major General from the U.S. Army, and get some of his impressions. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. A lot going on today. That's an understatement. It's been an understatement for a couple of weeks now. It's really quite remarkable. Our last chance to stop a dictatorship? Yeah, and Trump knows it. We'll talk about that in a minute. Also, here come the militias. A doctor fires back at an absurd letter from a law firm demanding that she delete her post criticizing United Healthcare and apologize. Now, the big insurance companies are getting serious here. The NFL is removing end racism from the end zone so it doesn't offend Trump when he comes to watch the game on Sunday. All that in the first hour of the program. In the second hour of our program, Trump has no right to move us to oligarchy, authoritarianism, and kleptocracy, says Bernie Sanders. We'll talk about that. Also, Musk and his kids are inside Medicare right now. If you're a Medicare recipient, they have access to all your medical records, all your payments, basically everything. Are you reassured? And how long have Trump and Netanyahu had an agreement about turning Gaza over to America? I mean, keep in mind, it was a year ago that Jared Kushner proposed this. In the third hour of our, also in the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to be with us, isn't he, Sean? Yes, okay, Phil Itner is going to be with us. And in the third hour of our program, the Supreme Court wants to move fascism forward, curbing federal agencies' ability to protect us. I'll explain what that's all about. Also, New State Media on Fox, a Trump family member, gets a MAGA hour. And bend the knee, outrage as NASA and the National Security Agency scrub women and indigenous people off their websites and off their walls. This is bizarre stuff. You know, the good news is yesterday there were protests literally from all over the nation. People saying, you know, basically, hell no, this is we're not going to put up with this. But then, you know, today it's gotten, well, there's a number of lawsuits, for example. And, you know, this is kind of a good sign. So far, the government has not won any of these lawsuits, but Musk and his people are still inside these agencies. And even if they're forced out, there's a lawsuit this morning that's good, that's being heard, or that was, you know, the hearing started at 11 o'clock Eastern time this morning. Even if they succeed, it's entirely possible that they have buried code in all of these government computer programs and systems that will allow them to remotely access them. So they don't need to have access to the buildings. I mean, keep in mind, this is... So anyway, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Last Chance to Stop a Dictatorship, and Trump Knows It. Trump wants FBI agents who investigated his coup attempt, his facilitating espionage, and his other financial and criminal activities fired. Let's be very clear. This is how dictatorships start. A guy who wants to become a dictator always begins by changing how the government works. Even though the majority of the nation says, hey, we kind of like the way things are. No. He says, I got a better way and it'll all work out. In the process, he breaks a bunch of laws, but people mostly don't do anything about it or even say anything about it because those laws don't directly affect them. You know, Pastor Niemöller wrote about this in 1930s Germany. First, they came for the government workers. Then people start resisting, which is when he begins to use the police power of the state. the people who show up in the streets, the people who speak out in the media, the people who try to fight him in the legislatures and the courts. He figures out ways to get them fired, harassed, and ultimately imprisoned. When she was being confirmed, Attorney General Pam Bondi refused to say that she would not follow or execute an illegal order on Donald Trump's behalf. You know, like if he directed her to investigate somebody who irritated him or prosecute somebody who had investigated him or imprison somebody who had spoken out against him. We're there now. Pam Bondi just this morning announced that political prosecutions are about to begin, or at least the investigations leading to the prosecutions. At first, they're just going to be going after the police agencies themselves, mostly the FBI, as a way of bringing them to heel. You know, terrify the terrifiers. Next, it'll be the press. First, they'll use financial terror to force compliance. We're already seeing that with Trump's lawsuits against all three major networks and multiple newspapers. That will expand. Eventually, it's going to turn into shutdowns and arrests. He's going to remake our schools so they become indoctrination factories for his white male supremacist worldview and this new authoritarianism. He'll realign our democratic country away from our democratic allies and toward countries run by dictators like he aspires to become. He's going to purge the military of leadership that might resist him and of troops who might refuse his orders. He will remake our criminal justice system so it becomes more violent and brutal, opening prisons for the worst of the worst in places beyond the reach of the law, you know, like Auschwitz in Poland or Guantanamo in Cuba. He will remake our media so it becomes a Greek chorus singing his praises and saying his every word. By proclaiming, as every dictator does, and as he did this morning at the National Prayer Breakfast, the divine providence and the blessings of God put him where he is, he's going to bring the country's largest religious institutions to heel. He'll proclaim grand plans and spectacular efforts, you know, like building the Autobahn or remaking Gaza, Greenland, and Panama. He'll distract the public from the relentless grinding destruction of the guardrails of government itself. He and his allies will empower civilian militias who will then become his terror shock troops against the people who oppose him. Hitler had his brown shirts. Republicans in Nassau County, New York right now are trying to field America's first armed private militia, paid for by taxpayers' dollars. He will remake commerce and business so that the most successful companies are those that throw money and resources at him. Fritz Thyssen wrote a book about this, about his shame at facilitating it, titled I Paid Hitler. Someday perhaps Jeff Bezos or Tim Cook will write a similar book. America today is early in this process, although it doesn't typically take very long. It took Hitler 53 days. It took Putin about a year. It took Viktor Orban about 2 years. It took Pinochet less than a week, but he had the help of Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger. Trump and his Project 2025 friends, however, have been preparing for this for 4 years. They hit the ground running. This moment proves that the preservation of democracy requires constant attention and a collective commitment to uphold the integrity of its institutions. And right now, the only thing standing between democracy and dictatorship in America are public opinion, the media, and the Democratic Party. Republicans have completely caved, and the courts are moving too slowly to stop him. Elon Musk and Donald Trump seem to think they can pull this thing off in a matter of weeks. And so far, because of the cowardice of Republican legislators and the disorganization and lack of leadership among Democrats, they might be right. Unless we all stand up and speak out now. And that's what I, you know, that's where I opened this thing. That yesterday there were protests in every part of the country. Here in Oregon, there were major protests in downtown Portland and in downtown Salem, which is our state capital. It's also a college town down the road. Big protests all over the country. Democratic politicians are starting to speak out. My two senators are, Ron Wyden and Jeff Merkley are particularly outspoken. We've got some good progressives in Congress. But the Democratic Party needs to get their act together, and they need to get their act together soon. Meanwhile, there's a new website out. It's called Musk Watch. You can find it over at Substack. It's apparently put together by Judd Legum, who does popular.info.
they're keeping track, and they were just cited in a new lawsuit. I'll tell you about that. And here come the militias, this doctor taking on United Healthcare, and the NFL right after the break. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back, coming up on 15 minutes past the hour.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey, man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the Morning Show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Change starts with you.
You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, we're just humans. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that if I have a cheat day and, you know, binge out on some cookies or something, I can still enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health, or you get your money back. So let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off on your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's right, 20% off your first order. It's real easy. Just go over to fieldofgreens.com and plug in that code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out. That's TOM is the code, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com to get 20% off.
The ones who exposed what they saw, silence the press, rewrite the past. History tells us this happens fast. Falling like dominoes, freedom erased. The playbook's been written, the moves are in place. Fascists don't wait, they tighten the chains, and once they are locked, you won't break away. Last chance to stop a dictatorship. Last chance before we lose our grip. He knows the game, he's making his move. If we don't fight, we're gonna lose. It starts with the purge, it ends with control. Chance to stop a dictatorship, and Trump knows it. The FBI warned, the judges stood tall. One by one, they're making them fall. Blacklists and threats, lies turn to law. Turning the land into his free-for-all. He's watching the playbook, he studied the best. Putin and Hitler, Orban the rest. The rich pay the piper, the poor pay the price, and democracy dies when good men think twice. Last chance to stop a dictatorship. Last chance before we lose our grip. He knows the game. He's
welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour, so must watch. I mentioned you go over to substack.com and just plug it in and you'll find it. I think it's probably muskwatch.com, but I'm not certain. They were cited in a motion for a temporary restraining order by two anonymous OPM employees, Office of Personnel Management, federal employees, trying to shut down the servers that Musk's associates are using to send emails to all federal people. There was also an order in the District of Columbia by Judge Colleen Kelger Cottley. It's hard to read. This is a little fuzzy here. This is a lawsuit by the Alliance of Retired Americans versus Scott Bessent, the Secretary of the Treasury, saying and naming the individual people who are working with Elon Musk, saying that they have to get out or they have to be read-only. So, you know, we'll see where this goes. Lawsuits, you know, the problem, as mentioned, is that, you know, lawsuits move slowly and Trump is moving very, very fast. At his prayer breakfast, at the annual prayer breakfast this morning, run by this right-wing group that has been sponsoring, people for the Supreme Court, Donald Trump openly mused about running for a third term again. He says, I want to be here and I have to be here with you. And I do that despite the fact that they say I can't run again, at which point everybody starts laughing. I'm telling you, he has his eye on full dictator. And, you know, there's ways he could do it, by the way. Putin did this. Putin had term limits. He served a term, and he couldn't serve another term. And so what did he do? He had Dmitry Medvedev, who was his essentially vice president, run for president, and Putin ran for vice president. So, you know, you could have Donald Trump running for vice president under J.D. Vance, for example, or somebody else in the next term, And even though he'll be 82, you know, if he's still functioning. But anyway, we'll see how that plays out. Meanwhile, in Nassau County, New York, the Republican executive of the county, you know, they have different names for these things in different counties, county commissioners, county executives, county whatever. He is being sued by the Democrats there because he's trying to create what they are referring to as an illegal taxpayer-funded civilian militia. The Democrats are also this. They say that, you know, he wants to deputize basically, you know, just guys off the street and, you know, presumably like Proud Boy types. We don't know for sure. But the state law says that, you know, you can only deputize trained law enforcement officers. Democrats are also complaining that Blakeman's office has ignored their public records requests seeking basic details, including who's being recruited, the scope of the training, the specific weapons they'll carry, and the total taxpayer cost. And Blakeman, in response, says Democrats are defaming the 26 volunteers who have been sworn in to date. Not a direct quote, but a paraphrase. Many of whom are retired military and law enforcement. Meanwhile, this doctor who, Elizabeth Potter, who made national headlines a couple of weeks ago saying that she was in the middle of breast cancer surgery when United Healthcare called and said, wait a minute, we don't want to pay for this woman to stay overnight in the hospital. And she had to leave the operating room to deal with it. She's been hit with a threat from a major law firm, the law firm that successfully sued Fox News on behalf of Dominion. I mean, they made millions on this deal. And there's an $800 million lawsuit. And, you know, trying to get her to apologize and retract and reach out to media groups and say, no, United Healthcare is wonderful or whatever. She says no. She says, I'm not going to be silenced by threats when it comes to speaking out for my patients. She says staying overnight after major surgery isn't optional. It's medically necessary. But United Healthcare decided they knew better than the doctors caring for the patients. And after that, they denied their stay anyway. And instead of fixing their broken system, they sent me a legal threat for speaking out, she says. Denying an overnight stay, the stay that a doctor orders is dangerous. And she says, if I don't speak up, I lose my integrity, my voice, and the opportunity to make a difference. Let's be clear. I stand by everything I said, says Dr. Elizabeth Potter. Remarkable. I mean, you know, she says the gaslighting and harassment in the letter which United sent me has not worked to do anything other than strengthen my resolve. I will continue to speak honestly, clearly, and plainly about the state of health care in the United States. That's one tough woman.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
God bless her. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll tell you about the NFL after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Stick around. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline line right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The Senate confirmed Russell Vogt as budget director.
Mrs. Brett. Aye. Mr. McConnell. Aye.
The vote was 53 to 47. CBS's Major Garrett is following security concerns over the White House's Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE.
The Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, has said to many people who have inquired, these tech officials who answer to Elon Musk have only currently read-only access, meaning they can just scan the data.
Ipe Mitsuhara, former interpreter for Shohei Ohtani, was sentenced to prison for convictions including stealing millions from the Dodgers star.
He'll go into immigration proceedings. This is a felony conviction. It's an aggravated felony. My expectation is that he will be deported based on the conduct here.
Acting U.S. Attorney Joseph McNally, CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjon Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brook Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it in a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, known Chris for a long time now. You know, I've got to know him personally, so I had to fight from tearing up a little bit. Honestly, you know, it was an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brook Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight, a decreasing breeze as lows drop to between 0 and 5 above. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Friday with highs in the upper teens to around the 20-degree mark. Winter storm watch goes into effect Friday night. Right now it's 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a Super Bowl preview party with Brady Ewing and Mike Clemens, and also Peter Rapine gives us a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Yeah, they're flooding the zone, indeed. I imagine some guy driving in rural someplace or other and hearing that song. Oh, nice. I don't know. I was a country DJ. That's how I started in this business when I was 16 years old. Anyway, the NFL is scrapping its efforts to end racism. This is going to be the first Super Bowl since February 2021 in which the words end racism are not painted in the end zones. The NFL decided, since Donald Trump is coming to watch the Super Bowl, that they're going to eliminate the words end racism so that they don't piss off Donald Trump. They're going to replace it with choose love, and it takes all of us in the two end zones. Isn't that sweet? So what's on your mind today? Whoop, I was just going to put George on the air, and he vanished. I just went to click the button. Scott in Oakland, California. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. So listening to that Gaza craziness with Netanyahu, one of the things that Trump said, that I haven't heard anybody else mention, he said that we, the United States, would have, quote, a strong ownership position in Gaza.
Yeah, he said, we will own it. That was his phrase at his press conference with Netanyahu.
No, but he also said strong ownership position. That's from like a pitch deck.
This morning he clarified and said, no, we're going to give it back to Israel after we're done. So apparently what Trump is saying is that America is going to allocate presumably hundreds of billions of dollars, and we're going to take that money and we're going to send it over to Israel and rebuild Gaza with that money, using presumably Israeli construction companies, because they're the only ones that can do it. Netanyahu and his friends are just going to make an absolute friggin' fortune. And probably Jared Kushner and his companies will oversee the construction, because this was his idea a year ago. And then after we're done, after you and I have all paid for it, we're going to hand it back over to Israel and say, okay, it's yours now.
Yeah, well, that would never happen. Of course, you know that, right?
I don't think any of it's going to happen, but I've been surprised by other things.
But he would never hand it back over. So another thing about this is the 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 places that we'll put them, the ethnic cleansing, which is total destabilization of the entire region.
Well, every Arab country that he has suggested sending people to has come out and said, no way. Maybe with a big enough bribe, some of the poorer ones, specifically Egypt,
Jordan had a problem in, I believe it was the late 70s, where there was a lot of displaced Palestinians.
60% of the Jordanian population is displaced Palestinians.
But they had huge problems with, Jordanians fighting Palestinians coming into their country.
Hussein's father was assassinated by pissed off Palestinians.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly, it's been a long time.
Another thing is it just shows how destabilized it will be. But another thing is Adolf Hitler, one of his bright ideas before they had the Wannsee conference where they decided to just kill everybody, was to move European Jews to Madagascar.
Right.
I mean, that was a real thing.
I know.
Okay?
I know. And the way that he sold, rounding up the Jews and shipping them off to Belsen and Auschwitz and you know, all of these death camps that were all located outside of Germany, you know, in Holland and in Poland. The way that he sold this was, you know, we're going to relocate them. We're simply going to take these Jews who are not real Germans, ethnic Germans, and relocate them. And so the German people were like, okay, cool. See you guys later, you know. So, yeah, I get it, Scott. Thanks for the call. Steve in Springfield, Missouri. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I think that you know, with all the fire hose coming out of Washington, I'm afraid that people may be taking an eye off their state legislatures.
Oh, that's a good point.
And looking at my own state of Missouri, in the Senate alone, there's some 680 some odd bills. Hmm. And
probably half of them written by Alec, right?
Yeah, whatever. But anyway, lost in them is Senate Bill 72. And if you don't mind, I'd like to give you a quick recap of that.
Sure. This is Missouri Senate Bill, Missouri Legislature.
Missouri Senate Bill 72.
Okay.
This act creates an offense of trespass by an illegal alien, which provides that the person shall be guilty of such offense. And if the person is an illegal alien who knowingly enters the state and remains here and is physically present in the state at the time of a licensed bounty hunter or peace officer apprehends that person.
Wow.
Okay,
that's amazing. I mean, you know, I thought only the federal government had the authority to enforce our citizenship laws and border.
Yeah, well, such an offense shall be a felony for a term of imprisonment without eligibility for probation or parole.
Wow.
And in order to get there, the Department of Public Safety shall develop an information system for people to report violations of this act, which shall include a toll-free telephone hotline, email, and online reporting portal. Any person who makes a report in which an illegal alien is arrested shall receive a reward of $1,000.
You know, once again, this reminds me of the radio denunciations that happened in Germany in the 30s, in the mid-30s, where radio stations would have, you know, programs, entire programs devoted to people calling in and denouncing their neighbors, saying, you know, the guy who lives three houses down from me, I think is Jewish. Or the guy who lives six houses up the street from me, I'm pretty sure he's a communist or a member of a trade union. And, you know, and then the government would go out and round them up.
Exactly, Tom. And further, this thing further states that the Department of Public Safety shall develop the Missouri Illegal Alien Certified Bounty Hunter Program,
wow,
which shall certify applicants to be bounty hunters for the purpose of finding and detaining illegal aliens in this state. Any person with a license as a bail bond agent, general bail bond agent, or surety recovery agent may apply to the program as provided in the act. And finally, this act creates the Missouri Illegal Alien Certified Bounty Hunter Program Fund, which shall consist of money appropriated by the General Assembly.
Right. This is really, you know, it's like the banality of fascism, you know, all this nice little legal language and all, you know. That's crazy. Steve, thanks for the heads up on that. I'm not surprised, and I'll bet if that is an Alec bill that it's going to pop up in every red state in the country in the next couple of weeks. That
was really why I wanted to bring it up, because I have heard rumors that it already has popped up in places like Iowa and Oklahoma and you know, the surrounding red states here in the middle of the country.
Right, where they want to keep them all white. I get it. Steve, thank you. Thank you for the call. Thanks for sharing that. Cece in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Cece, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Miss Louise, she's a genius on those lyrics. She wrote a play. I was just listening while I was on hold. That was a playwright that she just wrote. The one earlier. You guys are a power couple. I have to say it. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about is the musty rat, known as Elon Musk. He needs to be arrested. I said last week, last Friday, I called in. I said, we're going to see the biggest heist in American history. Now, mind you, I was thinking of Fort Knox, but he did one better. He went and stole, I think, in my opinion, I think they downloaded data. I think they have all our data, or most of it. And what my thing is that we sometimes get caught up, like I said last week, in the distractions, Gaza, transsexual, immigration. I get that, and those are important issues. But right now, we're just holding on by a thread, and I think we need to focus on treason, like you wrote in your article last week. This is what's happening. We're seeing treason right in front of us. And my thing is, where is the military? Is, to me right now, I think it's coming down to the military, in my opinion. And this term, you, Tom, when you do an oath, when they do this oath to defend America, foreign and domestic, and I'm looking at these generals, they have all these things on their chest, stars on their shoulders. I'm when I was in the military, I was enlisted, you know, what they call the NCO. And so my job is to take orders. Now, you know, that's it now. But the general, when it comes to treason, I wanted to ask them a question. Are we not in the area of being taken over by enemies, domestic in this case, foreign and domestic? So that's what I, the question I want to ask, because what we're lacking right now is integrity. People have sworn to uphold the Constitution. They're not doing it. They're doing actually the opposite. And also, it's just, I'm glad the Democrats have finally got a clue, and they see that the silent treatment doesn't work. It only works on Adam Kissinger. And so this, I'm glad we're done with that. What if that was a some type of plan, giving the silent treatment and making them say uncle. No, this is the time to fight. Tom, you're all right with me, brother.
Yeah, you thank you, CeCe. I think most of the Democrats were waiting for somebody else to be the first one to speak out. Now it's started, and the floodgates will hopefully open up. You know, I think we're starting to see some serious pushback. CeCe, thank you for the call, and thanks for, on behalf of Louise, thanks for your kind comments. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman. Or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it?
The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise, and overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Watch out!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies who stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that really delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Behind the tyrant's reign, no more kings, no golden thrones. We built a land that stood alone.
To a fever dream. Then we fought a revolution to fight people like this. All of darks and shadows with an iron-clad fist. They stole the courts, they're muzzled in the press. And if we don't stop them, there'll be nothing left.
Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing? Have you seen that the details of Trump's peace plan for Ukraine has supposedly been revealed?
I saw that a couple days ago. You know, it was like there was a timeline that had April and May in it. Is that the one you're talking about? Or Putin?
Yeah, right. Yeah, Russia would cease all, offensive operations. Ukraine would cede the four provinces Russia currently occupies. No NATO membership for Ukraine. Ukraine would evacuate the Russian territory it seized around Kursk. And mainly European peacekeepers, mainly from Britain and France, would enforce the agreement.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think, George? You're the expert on this region. You speak Russian. You've worked in intelligence.
I don't think Zelensky's going to go. He stated uncategorically Ukraine won't cede those four provinces to Russia.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be the main stumbling block. I just can't see him. Yeah, that's about 20% or so of his territory.
Yeah. Well, in a few minutes, we're going to have Phil Itner on the program, but I suspect he's going to be able to fill us in on the impact of this destruction of the U.S. Agency for International Development, which I think is moving about $26 billion a year to Ukraine for, rebuilding the electrical grid and things like that that Russia has destroyed. Do you know about that?
Yeah, we want to see that continuing.
Yeah.
One other quick thing. France has supposedly delivered the first batch of F-2000 Mirage jet fighters to Ukraine. Mm. And Holland has agreed to supply additional F-16. So I wonder if Mr. Itner can, confirm that. Because Izvestia is claiming that the French are lying because nobody's seen the Mirages in Ukraine, and supposedly the Mirages require a lot of sophisticated technical personnel to maintain them and supply them.
Right. We'll see. I'll ask him about it. George, thank you for the call. It's always nice to hear from you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, keep up the good work, and I'm watching you on Free Speech TV today.
There you go. Okay. Thank
you. Kudos to them, and kudos to Matteo again.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Thank you. John in Bellevue, Washington. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Well, I want to mention I'm a long-term listener and listening since Air America days.
Thank you.
And this is, again, my first time to call in. I'm obviously, like everybody listening, concerned about what's going on in Washington with democracy being dismantled for a fascist regime. I agree with you that there's probably three ways, though, we can respond to this. One would be through Congress, another one the media, and the people.
Right.
I went to Chris Hayes' book tour in Seattle a couple nights ago at Town Hall, and obviously it got beyond this book, and people had questions about what's going on in D.C. and what people might do. He said, get up off the mat. And I think the 50-51 demonstrations, was it yesterday? Or maybe a good start, but
yeah,
perhaps an understatement.
No, I think it needs to be happening every single day. I mean, we just can't
I'm
stop.
What I'm thinking is there needs to be something massive.
I agree.
Back in 1963, I was a student at Wayne State, where I think you might have been a student up at Michigan State.
Yeah, a couple of years later.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. And the Detroit Committee to End the War in Vietnam organized a bus to D.C. for a strike or for a demonstration, which became known as the March on the Pentagon.
Yeah, and that was a big deal.
The reflecting pool.
John, my apologies, but I'm out of time here. This is the end of the hour. But thank you for sharing your story with us, and I look forward to your future calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome The Flavor That Kills, Rob Dees, and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano, and tonight the NFL has a new Most Valuable Player.
And the AP Most Valuable Player presented by Invisalign is... Josh Allen.
Okay. Allen led the Buffalo Bills to a fifth straight AFC East title.
I'd like to acknowledge the other nominees. Jared, Joe, Saquon, Lamar all had great seasons and all could be standing here today, and you guys would be deserving of it. So you guys are true stewards of the game. I look up to you guys. I admire you guys. I just look forward to sharing the gridiron in the future with you guys, too.
CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett is looking into security and conflict of interest issues involving Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency Task Force.
Elon Musk personally has about $2.6 billion in federal contracts with his various companies. He now, even on a read-only mode,